Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Empowerment Place Using Your Keys broadcast. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to God for another opportunity to come and share with you a relevant teaching to empower your life. Our topic this morning is, do your surroundings matter? Do your surroundings matter? Just was on my heart yesterday and took some time to just sort of ponder who was around me and if they were having any effect at all. And from that, we'll have this conversation this morning. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you for speaking to us, speaking through us, for giving us clarity on understanding the importance of knowing who you're surrounded by. Father, we thank you that every listening ear, every heart is able to receive this teaching, that we would truly be empowered. We thank you for this and count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we go to the question, do the people that you hang around really affect you? Do they have any effect on your success? Are they the cause of your failure? There's a lot of different scriptures that come to my mind that talk about morals, and it talks about how the wickedness of one can truly affect the other. But I ran across an article about how people around you affect personal success. And some would say that as a believer, as long as I've got Jesus, I don't need nobody else. As long as I'm doing the will of the Father, everything is going to be okay. But we are also reminded that no man is an island, and that it takes often very strategic collaboration in order to make something come to manifestation. In this article, this blog, about how the people around you affect your personal success, it's written by Leo Widrich, and I want to share with you a little bit because it had some pretty good stuff in it. It's quoted by Jim Rohn. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Now think about that. You are the average of the five people you spend most of your time with. Now, for many of us, we know that the five people we spend most of our time with may be our spouse, our significant other, our children, our coworkers, our siblings. But to think that you're the average of the five people that you spend most of your time with may cause someone to question right there, who am I surrounded with? And if that's the case, I know why I'm being affected the way that I am. It goes on to say in this article that you have to fight your way through the law of average. It says you'll face many struggles along the way if you're seeking success and happiness. If you are the sower, your seeds will get picked up by the birds first and won't return. Then they will fall on shallow ground, leaving you with nothing again. Then they will fall on thorny ground, and the sun will shine hot, so hot your small seeds will die after the first day. Again, no return. Then one day seeds fall on the ground and finally give you the expected return and success. The only way you can make sure that you will fight your way through this hardship is with the right people by your side. Now, we know about this parable, the sower and the reaper and the seeds, and how important it is to sow your seeds in the right place. But here he used those as he talks about the relationships of others and how when we are not properly aligned with the right people for the right season of our lives, it will bring us no return. Again, you're being affected by who you're surrounding yourself with. He further states that it doesn't matter how smart you are, it doesn't matter how talented you are, which skills you have, where you were born, or which family you came from. All that counts is if you want to be successful in life, is that you make sure you know the people you surround yourself with. In our interview on last night, just last night, with Pastor Rose Jarvis of Rose Jarvis Ministries, she shared that she hangs around those individuals in the place that she wants to go. People that have more than her, not intangible and wealth needs, but those who have been on the battle for the Lord and been successful, those who have wisdom, those who can impart an understanding into her that she may not be able to attain on her own. And it should be that same way with us. If we're around people who have no motive, no drive, no intensity, no vision, and we continue to hang around that group of people, then you'll find yourself becoming complacent, lazy. Your motivation will cease, and you'll just settle into that average place and think it's okay because your average looks a little better than theirs. But as we are in this first month of a new year, 2015, and many people are resolving, restating, invigorating again their passion to succeed, I want to encourage you that as you move forward in this year, that you surround yourself with the right people. You surround yourself with the right conversations, the conversations that will empower and strengthen you, the conversations that push you to a place greater than where you are at this very moment. The article states, it's a notion so simple yet so difficult to get started with. Something I tried to do specifically in this exercise. And he said, who are the five people that you spend your time with? In your 24 hours, who did you spend time with? And if you were to write down those names, if there were five, less than five, after you look at that list of people, question yourself, who are they? What do they do with their lives? How ambitious are they? How successful have they been? How happy, optimistic, and enthusiastic are they? Then it said to evaluate carefully if those people really be those that will help you get to the next level in what you want to get to. Do they push you forward when you come to them with a new idea, no matter what? Or do they tell you that it's not going to work? Will they keep you going when the birds have picked your seeds? Once they've fallen onto shallow or thorny ground, will they still be able to motivate you? Then it says, make a choice of who in your list you want to continue spending time with. It says, don't be afraid if none or only one or two of them meet the standard of excellence you want to set for yourself. He said to keep going. Decrease the time you spend and increase the amount of time you keep your eyes looking for people that you want to have as your five closest people. It sounds simple. And I believe that it is simple, but it is something that's going to require that you really take a good look at who you're surrounded by. Now, for me, I share with closest to me when it comes to friends and families and all those things. I tell people not to be offended because I don't see people as friends because my experience with people who call themselves your friends has been more heartbreaking than building. So people either become my family, and if you're my family, I can't get rid of you. Even if I want to get rid of you, I can't get rid of you because you're that close to me. You're family or you're an association. And even with associations, you have to be careful who you associate with. You have to know if there is a need for this association at this particular time. And if it's not, you stray away. And it's okay. You know, Facebook is a wonderful social media tool. And you have the ability to friend and unfriend people based on their opinions, based on what they're posting, based picture. You pick and choose who you want around in social media. And likewise, I believe the Father wants us to also take an assessment of who we are around here on earth as we are working on purpose, as we are fulfilling his purpose, his intent for us in the earth. Are you surrounded by people who have drive and motivation? Or are you with people who are lazy and don't care? Those who don't know their purpose, those who don't have vision, guess what? If you hang around them long enough, you'll begin to see some things change in your own life. May not be things that will be pleasing and comfortable. But again, it's because of who you connected yourself with that's now had an effect on your belief system. That's now having an effect on how you do what you do. When I stated in the episode info that as a child, I was always hearing how birds of a feather flock together. And when I heard that as a child, I would just look up and be like, well, yeah, all the ducks are flying south and all the blackbirds are together. And yeah, I see physically that these birds are all together, not looking for a deeper revelation or understanding of what was before me. But now I'm able to see a lot clearer how important it is that birds of a feather flock together. Now, yeah, it's good to have some diversity, good to have those around you who think out of the box. But again, when that diversity comes, you still need to make sure that your thinking, the person's thinking, is one that will grow you. Okay, I hear you, God. Even that thorn in your flesh, when we talk about those we're surrounded with, that thorn in your flesh that you say, God, can you please take this from me? And he's like, no. Even that thorn in the flesh, Father says to look at that relationship with purpose. Sometimes there's a degree of humility that needs to be exercised in our life. But if we don't have that thorn to remind us that we need to stay level-headed, that we need to stay tempered, we may get out of control. We may become the weak link in our five, our circle of five, our circle of influence, whatever the size may be. We have to make sure that and the ones that we're associated with, surrounded by, that as they are important to where I'm going, I am also a vessel used by God to help influence where they're going as well. Who are you surrounded by? What are they bringing to your life? What are they taking away from you? A friend of mine said some time ago, and the time that he spoke it, I sort of looked at him sideways because I was like, how can you say that? Like, that just doesn't make sense. But after I got over it, I realized that what he said didn't make sense. He said, every relationship has a motive. Every relationship has a motive. Every association has a motive. People don't just connect with people because they don't have anything better to do. They connect with people because they feel that there's something that they can gain from being associated with that person. Now, but most people want to be around those who have influence, those who are going somewhere, those that can take them somewhere. But if you're in the midst of your pity party and you're downtrodden, then, yeah, you want to find somebody that'll let you complain and boohoo and tell you, yes, stay right there. So, yes, every relationship has a motive. But even in that, make sure that the motive is to glorify Father. Make sure that it's not a relationship that you would be guilty of taking advantage of someone. Look at your five. Look at your five now. The ones that you spend most of your time with. What does that circle of influence look like? How many people in that circle really warrant the space that you've given them? And as we are attempting to be as successful as possible, according to what the Father's given us to do, it does mean that often you have to change up your circle of influence. I've been with this group for 20 years and doesn't look like anybody's moved. Love them, but it's okay to move. So you can grow into what God would have you to be. Elder Lisa, thank you for being on the line this morning. If you have something you'd like to share, press 1 and I'll bring you in. Amen. Those that you're surrounded by, they affect you. They do affect you. Are you a leader? Or are you a follower? Do you know the difference? Are you the one to initiate change? Or are you just going with the flow? It's important to know these things. I pulled up this list of scriptures. I'll see if this wonderful mechanism can track them for me. Thank you, Lord. Are you looking at your list? Mm. to work, and that's okay. Thank you, Lord. You're affected by who surrounds you. You're affected by their thinking. You're affected by their actions. You're affected by their belief systems. You're affected by who they claim to be. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 34:7 says, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. To NIV. This is where you're tasting and seeing that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and rescues them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. It says, so what are you saying? I'm saying this, that today if your circle of influence is not growing you, is not strengthening you, is not empowering you, not pushing you to pursue your purpose, I want to suggest to you that you taste and see that the Lord is good. For you to know that he encamps around those who fear him, and that he can deliver, he can rescue you from where you are now so that you can be in that right place, in that right space, with those right people. So that you can be empowered. You can live that purpose-driven life. So that you can be the success that he desires that you be. I've dealt with a lot of people. I've had varying degrees of relationships. But there's none like my relationship with the Father. That one that I know will stick closer to me than any sister, brother, friend. He's there always to keep me, to protect me, to empower me. And I want to suggest to you today that if you don't have a relationship with the Father, with his son Jesus, that today be your new beginning. That you embrace who God is, that you desire that relationship with Jesus, and that you let him in and guide you to the place that he would have you to be, so that you're surrounded by those who will enrich your life. You are affected by those you're surrounded by. They have a greater impact on your life than you may be aware. But after today, I want you to take that assessment, as I'm hoping each of us will, to fine-tune our surroundings. Get around those who are in the know. Find those people who will aid you in the place you desire to go in, not just comfort you in your place of mediocre. Father, we thank you this morning for meeting us, for speaking to us and through us. Thank you for letting us know that you're there to protect us, to deliver us, to show us where we need to be and who we need to be surrounded by. For those, Father, who have been hurt by the circle of influence, God, I thank you for sending them the right people to empower their lives. We thank you for your love today. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your guidance. And we thank you for the manifestation of this seed, the harvest that will come from the seed planted today. We count these things done now in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Amen. Thank you all for joining us today. I bless the Lord. On tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. Oh, forgive me, at 7:30 p.m. We will have as our guest Roderick Cunningham. We'll be talking about a celebration of women's history. Robin Givens actually is presenting Joy in the Morning. It's a story of hope after heartbreak with heavenly help. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow evening. So if you don't catch it live, pray that you're able to catch it on the archive. I believe it'll be a blessing to you. Amen. As always, we encourage you every day, do something to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, it's our prayer that you take the responsibility to empower someone else. If this ministry, if this broadcast have been a blessing to you, we ask that you would consider following the show, keeping up with us. We're hopeful that our mobile app will be up and running again on next month. We had some challenges with them. We just had some challenges, amen. but we're prayerful that our mobile app will be up and running again next month. And you can take Empowerment Place on the go with you. We thank you so much again for your time, for your prayers. And we ask now that God would bless you to have an empowered day.